At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Happy Friday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
He's an ass, man.
True.
It is a live drop Friday from the TireRack.com studios.
Yeah!
TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
And now they're banging each other.
Day two of Major League Baseball. As Steve DeSager said, a light night. All the drama right now in the NBA, where your updated NBA MVP rankings as of this moment.
Austin Reeves.
Number one, Jalen Brunson. Number two, anyone who's ever played at least 1 minute in an NBA game in the history of the league. Brunson number one. Everybody else, number two. 48 for the Knicks tonight. Yeah, Julius Randle trying to shoehorn Julius Randle's injury in last night. Mike Harmon, Jalen Brunson says, we don't need your Julius Randle. I'll go for 48 against the team we're going to play in the first round of the playoffs. Good luck, Donovan Mitchell. Knicks, yo. Yeah, buddy.
Big Friday night. Knicks front and center once again. Short Major League Baseball slate. I like how you passed by the Mets losing. Just that fast.
It's the focus that the Knicks needed it more today. The Knicks needed it more today.
The Knicks needed more of your energy.
The Knicks needed more today, yes.
Mike, tomorrow, did the Mets lose?
Tomorrow will be the Mets. The Knicks needed it more today.
Well, we're not on to tomorrow, so we're going to roll through it. We're going to roll through it today too. So you get a little bit of both. You can take the good and you take the bad. But yeah, Brunson carrying this team on his back today.
Woo.
Fun ride.
48. Look, for everybody, I mean, I got to think at this point, at least the most desperate of Knicks haters that I just don't want to give them credit. they have to come around to the fact that this is a dangerous team and they're really good. I don't know what else. Now, anybody that doesn't like the Knicks on general principle, I just don't like the fact that no. Because there's nothing you can tell me that says, we don't have to watch out for them. Watch all the big wins they've had the last weeks. They can beat the best teams in the Eastern Conference. I'm telling you, it is legit. And I will say this, and I will keep saying this until they get swept in the first round of the playoffs.
That's right.
And then I will not say it again. But I will say it all the time. Until then, watch out. Watch out.
Yeah, the Knicks are, I mean, potentially the one-night stand that, you know, it's a dominant, fantastic, kind of equation. And then the next time you meet up, you got nothing in common. Everything's gone to hell. And so for the series, it doesn't work. Right? By the third time you're watching them play, it all falls apart.
Yeah.
Thibodeau,
well,
yo.
Well,
so, enjoy the one-night stand and the positivity that runs therein, because on a given night, they can beat anybody, and it's been fun to watch. But we keep waiting for the other shoe to drop, because it is a Tom Thibodeau-led team, and history says, well, there's going to be guests. Like, you're watching the Lakers. Hey, Frostberg, what's the analysis on tonight?
We're bleeping back!
But Anthony Davis went down in a heap, and everybody immediately started to feel their dinner coming back.
No. Running down the court like a flamingo on one leg, but he never left.
No. What he did was one of those LeBron James minutes like we've talked about. Rick Bucher coined that term on the show a while back, right? Really slow to get up or get the ball back in bounds or all that. I tell my daughter and her soccer squad to do that all the time. It's like, hey, that ball rolled a country mile. Don't need to sprint after it.
No,
kill the clock. Get your rest.
How many times you watch the Lakers inbound the ball and just roll it up like to the free throw line and wait like a minute and a half before they picked up the ball?
Every second counts, man.
Damn right.
I just watched that they rolled the ball out to the free throw line, and I'm sitting here going, eventually, they're going to wait. AD's getting that rest, but. I have a great conspiracy theory take on Anthony Davis.
Ooh, okay? Let's go.
Because, the Knicks won tonight. It was a big game, but the Knicks won. And, yeah, I get kind of bored because the Knicks win. That's kind of how they do it.
And nobody cares about the Knicks.
Oh, we're good. Yeah, it's great. We're good. Marquee game of the night because, again, nobody loves team battles and drama between teams that stink that can barely get to 500 more than we do here and more than everybody else is all NBA fans because all we love is this middle of the Western Conference where teams are all hanging around 500, right? Mediocrity sells. The game of the night, the Lakers lead the Timberwolves right now 98-90. Still some time left. You're still talking about a good 6.5 minutes to go. If the Lakers hang on to win this game, they will be tied for 7th. If they lose this game, they will be just a half game out of 11th. So this is kind of where, we can move up. We can almost get into the non-playing route, or we can go all the way down. It is a big game. But, yes, the scary moment earlier today, and I felt like we haven't seen this in a little while. Like, it's been a minute since AD's played great, and then he comes down wrong on his ankle or his knee, and we think, oh, my God, he's done. And he goes in the locker room, and he comes back out, and he's ready to go. And then he puts up 35-17. Like, that used to be the whole thing for AD, but we haven't seen that from Anthony Davis lately. But he goes down tonight in a heap. It doesn't look good. I mean, he is the king of injuries that don't look good that he seems to be okay. Like, he's the LeBron James of injuries that don't look good that turn out to be okay. And he comes back tonight. He doesn't miss any game time, and he's having a huge game for the Lakers right now. AD's stat line is 24-12 in 30 minutes. He's 9 out of 18 from the floor. Game high with points for the Lakers as they try to hold on to this 8
playing on one leg
in the final 7 minutes. And there is my hot take on AD and the Lakers. Do you think for a second, right? Let's just go back a little bit, right? What do we tell you how the team? Let's go back in time to a couple of weeks ago and we talked about how it looked like the Lakers and LeBron James are done with each other. And now they're just figuring out the end game. How does this end for LeBron and the Lakers? Because they both have gotten what they're going to get out of both of them, right? LeBron can't stay healthy. They know they're not going to win a championship. The Lakers want to move on. LeBron knows my future's not going to be here. And every game that went on, Austin Reeves gets more attention. The backcourt of Reeves and Russell playing really well, LeBron. And then what did we get? I'm not close to coming back. And Lakers fans went, huh, okay, That's fine. We have a much better record without you than we do with you. We're playing better without you, LeBron. And then suddenly it was, oh, now, wait a minute. I didn't know that was going to be the reaction. So I went to see the LeBron James of feet. And now, look, I can come back tomorrow. Wait. Wasn't it just a day ago? It was, I don't know when I'm coming back, and I may be back for the last week of the season. Suddenly now you're okay to come back a day later because it didn't land well where your reaction to being injured and you see the writing on the wall. Bit of a shocker that the Lakers were hoping he comes back for the final week of the season, and a day and a half later, he was back in the lineup. He went from out to doubtful to playing. Look at him. He's off the bench. Now he's back in the starting lineup. Just a coincidence, you think, that here's AD in a game in which he gets banged up and on a bad ankle, and he's out at the perimeter guarding threes, and he's playing just like AD of old. This is AD's message to the Lakers saying, hey, you know what? After this season, I got it. I'm not buying anything with LeBron and AD are great and they get along well. You know, guys can get along well on the surface, and underneath it's this guy's got to go. This is going to be my team. I understand what it means finally, because we've seen Anthony Davis thrive without LeBron James. And we watched LeBron, who at this point, I don't even know how much he was injured. How injured was he for, oh, I'm working so hard to come back, but I can't come back, but now I'm back. Wait, now you're right back? I don't understand. And here's AD, who, again, has thrived without LeBron in a game in which, hey, here's an ankle injury. Do you need to go to the locker room? No, I'm staying in, and I'm being Anthony Davis, and I'm going to lead the team in points. I'm going for 24-13 right now. It's a 10-point lead with 6 minutes left to go, and I'm showing you that, yeah, this guy can't stay on the court, and who knows when he's healthy coming back, but I will stay on the court. I'll stay on the court and keep playing. You can't tell me this is not a message that Anthony Davis is trying to send to the Lakers, to the front office, to everybody saying, yeah, I'm hurt, I'm on the court, and I'm playing through it because I want to win, and I want to make sure we get into the playoffs, we do more and all the damage that we can this season. There you go. There's my hot take on it.
Yeah, I think for part of it, it's also to try to squash the narratives around him. You know, sending a message is one thing, and certainly playing through whatever pain in that ankle, and we'll obviously watch it, right? Because we'll have the post-game analysis, and then we'll see how he responds, right? Because their next game is either, I think it's Sunday, right? So we'll keep an eye on how that develops. But certainly fighting to stay on the court, trying to kill off the narratives that he's soft, right? Because he's been beaten around so often. He wants everybody to do a search and replace on their Word docs and put LeBron James' name in there. Go after him. Tell everybody about how he doesn't rally and that he's soft. And like Alex said, after he got his record, he quit. All of those things that, you know, he's sensitive to what's going on and what's in the media. And it's not me. I'm here to try to win. And we talk all the time about how much money, time, effort guys put in to get their bodies right. LeBron was going on social media, spending a lot of time. In addition to telling you, I ain't paying for that, he also said on Twitter, he also said that, you know, he was working around the clock and all of these training things to get back on the court. And ta-da, there he was to check in against the Bulls and the big powder clap and everything. So the pageantry and the pomp and circumstance still there. But Anthony Davis really trying to change up a world. I think, you know, because we love to use and get the images of great movies in, he's T2. I mean, he's Robert Patrick, man. So, like, he gets a bullet through the eye and, you know, the metal kind of gets twisted and whatever. But give it 30 seconds. He'll be just fine. It'll be chasing your ass again. That's kind of what AD's trying to get himself into right now.
I mean, look, it's been a bit of a, how do I want to say this? I don't want to say a watershed year for AD, but because it's not been 100%. It's not been all the time.
Sure.
But certainly this year, Anthony Davis showed that I can hit that next level of dominance that you see guys like Jokic have. Right, like Jokic being united and Joel Embiid, night in and night out. being able to dominate, fill up the stat line across the board, and be the one guy every single night that doesn't have a bad night. And AD is still trying to find that consistency, but we've seen it way more this season than we have the last couple of years. And it's no coincidence that it's when LeBron is out or when he needs to step up and he needs to send a message. I mean, he's finally saying, okay, I get it now. I get it. I was sharing the spotlight. Now this is my team. Now this is going to be my team. And not that he was waiting to get hurt to do it, but it was, hey, he gets hurt. We've seen him come off the board, come off the floor, come back. No, I'm good. That's a huge message. And if you're the Lakers, you're looking at AD going, wow. And then you look at LeBron going, dude, I don't even know how hurt you were. I really don't. Because I don't know how you go from he may not come back at all to a day and a half later you're in the lineup. I mean, really, that's such a – I mean, nobody really talked about that. It happened over the weekend, but that was such a big deal. You know, especially after we talked about how – look, LeBron's done winning, right? Does he want to be part of a team that doesn't make the playoffs? What did I tell you last year down the stretch? He was going to miss a bunch of games because he's not going to have it on his resume that LeBron couldn't even lead the Lakers to the playoffs. And what happened? He missed tons of games down the stretch and he was hurt. And by the time he came back, it was too late, right? Look what's going on this year. LeBron suddenly is really hurt down the stretch. And it's unsure if the Lakers can make it into the playoffs. He doesn't want that on his resume. And suddenly when the reaction to it is a little bit, well, we don't care, we don't need you, suddenly now he's back in the lineup for the stretch run that comes through? Come on, man. I mean, really, I mean, for a guy that has been calculated his entire career, I can see through this whole thing with LeBron. And it's taken AD to step up with this injury tonight that's going to make people realize, oh, I see one guy coming out playing and not having to make sure we know, oh, I wasn't going to be able to play at all, but then I went to this crazy miracle doctor, you know, that Jim Carrey went to in the Andy Kaufman movie. And, oh, look at this. Now suddenly I have all this medicine that I'm taking that it's the fang of cobras, and it's all stuff that Tyshirt probably takes, you know, think he's going to live to 100 years old, but it's really crippling his veins right now. I'm taking all of this. We got to call Dr. Rich Ornberger and find out about this. And I'm taking all this stuff. Now suddenly, oh, now I'm back and I can play. Look at the superhuman effort I had to go through just to come back and play. He is calculated and he's been trying this the last 2 years, the end of the year. He doesn't want the no playoffs on his resume. Last year it was, oh man, we need LeBron. This year now the reaction was different. So it's, oh, so now I got to come back. I mean, I see through everything. I see through all of it.
I think people
are seeing it as well. I see everything, Mike Harmon.
First off, it's newly installed WWE Hall of Famer Andy Kaufman.
Oh, so sorry. Yes, that. You're right.
He's getting inducted tonight as part of the proceedings here in Los Angeles. But for LeBron James, look, it was fine when you want to do the goat back and forth and take your shots at some of the posts and whatever else. But as soon as you start showing that, you don't move the needle from a playing perspective, that's where he activates the second mode in this process, because we talked about it a bunch, you and I on this program, for anybody new to it, that's been a big talking point here the last couple of weeks about the way the ball moves. Davis, when he's available and able to dominate, has done so. Austin Reeves has become $100 million player in this new NBA, and you watch guys play a complete game, right? Defensively, they've been fantastic almost every night they've been out since the All-Star break and have been making this surge. Now, the schedule's to their advantage, but you know what? You play who's on it, and I can't take that away from them. In this limited span, they've been fantastic, and all of a sudden, it's like, hey, I want to watch this without LeBron. That was our talking point, right? I said it, you said it. We've been pushing that, and people are all like, you hate LeBron. I'm like, no, I like watching good basketball.
Well, you also hate LeBron.
Well, I mean, that's an allegation. I don't know that there's any proof or truth to any of that. Well, hatred's such a strong word.
And in that time, we've just been talking about this, AD's put up 8 more points. He's now at 32-15, and the Lakers have a 14-point lead over the T-Wolves with just over 4 minutes left to go.
On one leg.
See through it all with AD and LeBron. See LeBron trying to be the master manipulator, and I don't want people to say this or look at this about me. Trust me, just see all the way through it. I'm telling you. Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Tonight's show brought to you by Discover. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned is doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out out for yourself at discover.com/match. Coming up next, a huge day in sports is hitting tomorrow, and no, I'm not talking about the Final Four. We get into the big debate of what's going to start happening tomorrow next from the TireRack.com studios. Fox.
Tell Allen the Knicks suck.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my
game.
Here's the 2-1 pitch to Jazzy. Swings and hits a high fly ball. Deep right field. It's 2-0 Miami.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Jazz Chisholm Jr. just turned around 95.
He had to leave his bat at about 115. That was an absolute missile.
Missile, yo.
Where's Jalen Brunson's 47th and 48th point of the night? How about that? What about
and
that?
And the season is over.
And I'll tell you, Jazz made a couple of big plays defensively,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Woo, he is legit. He is legit.
Is he going to be a Met, a Dodger? Come on, can we start that talk already?
Well, here's the thing, though, because you know who's more legit is Jalen Brunson. So that's where that he's absolutely.
Stop making trying to make Brunson happen.
Didn't get that. I don't need
he
to.
He failed
anymore.
To take over the Montecito in Las Vegas, and he's failing to take over the hype machine you're trying to build.
I didn't need to anymore. Suddenly, do the Knicks need a number one? He's the one. It's fine.
Dude, Quickley's better.
Fine. Dude, we'll play alongside. The Knicks are good. We're really good, man. We're 12 games above 500 in a better conference. So
last night you weren't even making the playoffs.
Happening.
All of a sudden you're back? Come on.
How are we not making the playoffs?
No, we're back.
Last night was Harmon trying to shoehorn in. Hey, can we get in that Julius Randle's
hey,
got
you tried to just dismiss it.
Out?
If we're going to do all positive, hey, Knicks propaganda show, when something bad happens, we got to talk about that too.
Hey, guys, I got to stop you. Max Muncy he got a hit.
Whoa. Did he strike out before it, though? Did he get
no, it's the first
trigger?
Inning.
Wow.
No,
all right.
Yeah, he started the season with 47 consecutive strikeouts. Max Muncy is on base
got
for
a bleeping
Dodgers.
Hit.
Hey, congratulations. Now, now we see how he can strike out another five times before he gets up again.
He very well might.
Dodgers and the Diamondbacks, bottom of the first inning. Dodgers threatening, two on, two out. Again, a very light night in Major League Baseball. Just five games, all the drama on the court in the NBA, where Anthony Davis has the Lakers with a 112-101 advantage over the Timberwolves.
Wear it, Shapiro.
About 2.5 minutes left to go. I don't think insulting our – well, it's NBA, I should say, our governor, Scott Shapiro, I don't think that's probably the right way to go for long-term
well,
job
Well, Wolves
security.
Are not the best tonight.
Well, it is a bold strategy, Cotton.
It is, but I don't know. I mean, you know, Scott's our manager. He's a, you know, he makes big decisions, and you're telling him to wear the golden sombrero, you know what? Whatever you want him to.
You know what, though? He's able to dish it out. He better be able to take it.
Yeah. Hey, can you tell me, Jason, yeah, where do you put, like, insulting your boss on things not to do at work? Oh, I put that right at the top. Let me show you. Here you go. Here you go. This is a slide of Justin Frostberg. Remember him? He worked with us for a long time. Then he said our boss should have the golden sombrero.
Here's a picture of Frostberg. You brought the golden sombrero in. I never said those words.
Here's a picture of Frostberg walking out with a box of all his stuff in it. And that's his last day at work.
I said platinum sombrero.
Hey, he had a good run.
A couple of big things tonight we want to get into is, look, night in the NBA is going strong. And again, Lakers are up by 13 with 2 minutes left to go. Speaking of LeBron James, tomorrow we're going to start seeing some big changes going on specifically in social media. And if you've been following this the last few months, the Elon Musk takeover of Twitter has been, let's just say it's not been as smooth. Okay, let's just say that. To borrow from Ted Lasso, people's stomachs are in more knots than Wayne's World 1 and 2 back-to-back.
Nice.
So
done.
It's not been a great and smooth takeover. There has been money lost and all the changes to Twitter. All people are like, what's going on here? But starting tomorrow, people are getting their blue check marks taken away. The legacy check marks that were verified by institutions and organizations that, yes, this person is who they say they are. They are an influencer. They are a reporter. They are someone with gravitas that has sources. So, yes, they get a blue check mark. Well, now that's all going out the window because Elon Musk is trying to find a way to make money off of Twitter. So all of the legacy check marks are going away. And you can still get your blue check mark if you want to pay $11 a month. So this has not been met with, I want to say, any positivity by anyone. And now today, NBA players are weighing in. Like we already saw today, ESPN said, look, we're not going to pay for check marks for our talent.
Yeah,
we're not going to do
it.
People want to pay, they're
that.
Not, right?
Yeah.
And LeBron James said, well, I'm not paying. You know, he's not going to get my five. Well, wait till LeBron finds out it's $11 a month and not five. Oh, boy.
Sure as hell ain't getting that then. I got kids to feed, man.
You know, the first thing is this, is that, yes, because there's so many interesting things coming off this. Number one, yes, people won't pay. People like us in the media, I'm not going to pay. I mean, I'll stay on Twitter because I like what it does. It, you know, I like being able to interact with everybody, all of you from the show, with people we work with, the listeners, my friends, people I know. I like that. But I'm not going to pay for a check mark because I don't know. I just don't think it's right. And you watch, and it's amazing, watch how principled everybody becomes over $11 a month check mark for Twitter. I am never paying this money. You are never going to get, you're not going to bleed any money out of me. Watch how principled everybody becomes about buying for check marks. But there's a reason why I'm not going to spend money for it. And it's not just, yeah, part of the principle of it is, okay, it didn't start as a pay situation. And now what's going on, you can agree or disagree with it. But the point is that now the blue check marks are going to be valueless. If everybody can have one, why should I get it? Why should I spend money to have one if everybody can get it, right? Because this is the point that people are missing about Twitter, right? And Elon Musk has not hit on this yet, and no one said it, but this is the big thing. For most people with Twitter, check marks, nobody cares. Right. People are on Twitter. They want to see what people are saying. People get on Twitter because, yes, you want to go back and forth with your friends on things. But, you know, hey, generally that's what group texts are for. But people get on Twitter because they want to talk about news. Twitter is a news aggregator. That's the and when I say that, you're going, oh, you're right. I see where you're going with this. Twitter is a news aggregator. It is everybody's first stop for news every single day. If you're on Twitter, you go there, right? It used to be before Twitter, it was, well, I want to see what's going on in the world. So I'm going to go to ESPN.com and FoxSports.com for sports. Maybe I go to a couple of blogs to find out what's going on. If I want to go for news, I'm going to go to CNN. I'm going to go to FoxNews.com. This is where I'm going to go, right? That's what it was. Because I remember, I was thinking back today going, yeah, that's what it was like before Twitter. It was, okay, when I sat down to prep for the show, I wanted to know what was going on. You went to the websites and you saw, okay, here's the, and breaking news would be banners that would show up on ESPN, on CNN, wherever it is. And then Twitter took over. And now Twitter's become everybody's first stop. And people tweet out breaking news all the time. And now you're taking away check marks from people. And the first thing you're going to see is what we all know. There's going to be a million people impersonating Adrian Wojnarowski tweeting out all kinds of crazy-ass stuff with check marks. Same thing for Adam Schefter. Same thing for Jay Glazer, everybody else. And it's going to be the same thing for everybody political. You're going to see people impersonating senators and members of the House. And it's going to be a complete blank show. Because never forget, Twitter is a news source. And when you can't get news, okay, guess what? People are going to leave. And they're not going to have as much interaction. And eventually, something else is going to come up that's going to replace that news. That's going to be the new news aggregator where people can go. And I understand that, okay, wait, I'm getting this breaking news from somebody who is a political reporter. Or I'm getting this from a Jay Glazer. I'm getting this from straight from a member of the House of Representatives. I'm getting this straight from a senator. It's a news thing. Or I'm getting some kind of crazy story. Wait, this Anthony Rendon thing? Wait, he almost fought a fan? Yeah, because I see the, because you get the check marks and Barstool Sports has it or somebody else has it. Now that all this, anybody can have it and people can impersonate anything, Twitter's going to go from the Wild West to the Wild West in space. It's going to be absolutely insane. And no one's going to be able to go there for news anymore because it's going to be too difficult. Because I'm going to, let's say a big story breaks in the news, right? Forget about sports. Let's say a big story breaks in news. And I would go to Twitter and go, did this really happen? What do I do? I go to the top tweets and I see, oh, okay. Well, Norm, this is somebody who's a reporter. Here's someone. Okay. Now it's, wait, who is this person? They have a check mark. I got to click on them. Wait, they have 100 followers. They're not a news source. Okay. You know what? Boom. I'm just going to go to a news website. I'm going to go to FoxNews.com. I'm going to go to CNN. I'm going to go somewhere to find out what's going on. And then I get the story. Because that's exactly what's going to happen. People are going to leave Twitter because of that. No one's taking that into account, that this is the big thing, that when you start taking away check marks from people because you go there to see what they report and then we all talk about it, why would you go back? That's what nobody is getting about this. That's gonna, everything else about my check mark and my verification, this and that. You know, everybody's going to get by that. Everybody's past that. But that's the big thing that's going to start getting hurt starting tomorrow, I guarantee it.
Poop fest.
Well, I think the first and foremost, we have to remember what day tomorrow is. It is April 1st.
Mm-hmm.
So,
boy, that would be something if this is a big April.
I'm just saying,
if this is a big April Fool's Day joke. Everybody gets to keep their check marks.
But I got to hang a star on it that is part of the equation here.
Everybody
seems
gets
like
to keep it.
An absolute,
I don't know, man. This is a real long play. This is like an Ocean's 11 long play if it was all going to be just an April.
You got to have an Ivan Boesky and the biggest Ella Fitzgerald ever.
Elon Musk isn't that smart, Mike.
You just brought Ivan Boesky? Really? Wow. Okay.
Well, that's one of the references. Like that's when he sets up the team.
Yeah. No,
when he's talking about what they're going to need to pull off the job, those are two of the names that are referenced. So there you go. I got Ivan Boesky into the
winning.
Look it up, folks.
Still alive, Ivan Boesky. Still alive.
Go. Yeah. Adding value. The fact that you knew that off the top of your head is pretty cool, too. But the idea is that I never went in. I think I applied for a check mark once, and then I was like, I really don't care. Like, I'm not changing the handle. I'm not kissing anybody's ass or jumping through any hoops to do it. I think our folks, I asked and it went into the, we'll get to that when we get to that pile. You know, promotion stuff churns elsewhere, but, you know, getting that blue check mark thing never happened. And we didn't worry about it thereafter. So you're in or you're out. As for the newsmakers, you know, we saw the New York Times do it. LA Times, everybody's saying, nah, I ain't paying for that. They went full Rob Parker in this process. And now LeBron and all these other athletes. Well, that's fine. because now you have the opportunity to go gravitate to where you want. If you build out your own platform, something better than the Players Tribune, it'll work. Otherwise, you'll still be in Twitter hell and trying to figure out what's real, what's imagined, all of the fake accounts. They're already there. They still get people because you got a gold check mark or a blue check mark. I think that's confusing enough for folks. And not to mention the number of people that have added some other imaging next to their username. So on a quick glance, you might think it's a check mark anyway. So you're retweeting before you really read, understand, research what you're going through and who might have posted that. So in the end, you take it all with a grain of salt. It's kind of like being a little J journalists here in our pursuits, Jason, as we're on the air here, is make sure that we find it on another account and see that it's starting to percolate. Now, if we have the amalgam of fake Woges and Rappaports and everybody working together and Shams, then we really got problems.
Shams.
Twitter, how about a Fresca? Mike, it's Swollen Dome, at least for now. But telling you, people aren't understanding. That's the big impact, the news aggregator aspect.
You're still paying for it, though.
No, I'm not paying for it. No, I had mine verified when I was at NFL Network. NFL Network verified.
And so then now you're not there, not good so enough. They should have taken it away because you're not there anymore.
No,
you're so how do we trust you are who you are because you're not there anymore?
It's like the movie when the guy in the army commits some kind of disloyal act and they just rip the bars off him and they go, you're demoted to corporal. You try to solve this mystery now without those bars on
your
chest.
Service doesn't matter anymore here.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18, my first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
That's
my
day.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon.
F you, Aaron Rodgers.
Yes, it's a live drop Friday.
Still a Packer.
At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously. See terms. Check it out for yourself at discover.com/match.
Double up.
Well, here we are, hours away from the Final Four, finding out who's going to play for the national championship on Monday night. Now, I've been waiting to do this all week because, you know, look, this is a year of Final Four unlike any other. We have low seeds and schools that people don't really know a lot about. So we're going to play the Know Your Final Four game right now. I give you questions, and the answers are one of four.
Wow.
Your answers are one of the four Final Four teams playing
Cleveland!
In this game.
Let's
Myself,
go.
Mike Harmon, Alex Teichert, Justin Frostberg, and special delivery Steve DeSager. Are you guys ready?
All right, yeah.
Oh,
let's
here
we
get
go.
It on.
Steve, don't
First
make me
question.
Turn the lights off.
In honor of Steve DeSager, Jackass star Steve-O attended which of the Final Four universities?
Wow. I've
Steve-O
never heard this.
Went to which school?
Oh, that's easy.
Steve.
Tell Allen.
San Diego State.
Okay.
Well, how about Goofy Florida? Let's just say Florida Atlantic.
Okay, is it Goofy Florida? Really?
Pretty much every goofy news story is from the state of Florida, right?
That's
okay.
True.
Okay.
All anybody
right.
can
say
get
he's
in the
a
state,
SoCal
though.
Guy. SD State.
Okay. SD State.
So fun fact, I actually saw his tour bus the other day driving into work. Steve-O's?
Did you?
He has a giant, yeah, it's like Steve-O's bucket list something he's filming or whatnot. So I drove by and waved. I don't know if he saw me, but hey, that was fun.
Wow.
So I'm going to
cool.
say...
But before
what?
You give a guess, let
yes.
me, Tyshir, let me ask you.
Okay.
Do you know all the Final Four teams?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Can you
very
give me all
good.
Final
okay.
four?
Just want to make sure. Okay. It's Miami.
Okay.
Syracuse.
Okay.
No.
Miami.
No.
Miami.
Okay.
UConn.
Okay.
San Diego State.
Okay.
And Florida Atlantic.
No stays?
She's like, no, 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 no.
Steve, no,
he sounded like Palpatine. No, no,
so you're
no.
telling me SMU didn't make it.
I am no. looking out for a friend here.
Dude, you had U.S.
No, that's good.
Santa Barbara winning it all.
Mr. Mr. I bought my blue yeah. check mark saying Syracuse is in the Final Four every year.
They never bought it.
I'm going,
I have never paid for it in my
I
life.
Paying well, for that.
You're about to start paying for it.
That was
right?
a great line, too. I ain't never paid for it in my life. That can be used in so many circumstances.
I'm going to say SD.
Steve-O, along with actor Charles Grodin, went to the University of Miami. No points.
Oh, so far.
For any of you.
I had the Florida thing.
No points. What school initially had so much trouble fielding a football team, they had to use members of their faculty to fill out the roster?
Wow.
A Jets.
It's UConn. Funny. I'll let that go. I'll let that go.
That sounds like Connecticut football about 5
UConn.
Years ago.
Initial.
Yeah, even like last decade. That's right.
Hey, and Gino Auriemma is starting at strong safety. This is going to be so. He's already complaining. Oh,
well, because then we could yell, Gino, Gino.
I think they're still paying Randy Edsall. By the way, if your coach's last name is Edsall, maybe not a very good car
Ooh,
of a program you've got
yeah,
going.
No, but one. It rhymes with Wetzel, pretzel.
I'll say FAU.
All right. School initially had so much trouble fielding a football team, they had to use members of the faculty to fill out the roster.
FAU. Tyshir,
who do you got?
Oh, man. I think they're going to get it this time and go SD.
The answer is San Diego State.
Let's go!
That's
so much trouble.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, I know you're the English professor. I know you have class on Saturday morning. Could you end early because we need you to suit up because we got a game at 10 o'clock. Can you get there? Great. That's awesome. Thank you.
So they
what
played
school,
on campus back then.
They did, yeah. What school has an annual mud volleyball tournament called Ooze Ball? Ooh. Annual mud volleyball tournament called Ooze
Ball. I'm
going
to go Miami.
Okay.
Is it topless?
I'm not giving any. That's the only.
If it is, it's Miami.
Ooze ball. It could be Florida Atlantic. It's Florida.
Just the fact that they call it ooze ball gets us a victory here.
Ooze ball.
Wow. FAU, I guess. Sun. Volleyball.
You know, I'm going to go UConn on this one.
Ooh.
Make it two in a row for Alex Teichert. UConn is the
answer.
Come
at me, Aaron Torres. I'm the guy.
You know you're chaos.
Get me for interviews.
All right, we'll have more of our Know Your Final Four quiz coming up.
Wow.
But straight ahead, something big about the tournament
rigged.
You need to know. This is Fox.
Call me, not Aaron Torres. Let's go.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.